Ok. Ồ, akekho. Banyamza ukhona, akekho.
Andikamfaka akakangeni nje. Nabone ngxaki
nje.
Hayi nje.
Sikhona thina siphelele.
Siphelele futhi nexesha selisi. Selisi chile nje.
Uthi siphelele.
Siphelele nje.
Oh, ikoram nje naye.
Ikhona ikoram nje.
Oh. Oh, good morning, honorable members. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you all on this virtual meeting of Agricultural and Reform and Rural Development. I want to also take this opportunity to welcome those that have joined us for this meeting. Particularly, we would want to acknowledge the Parliamentary Legal Services, as led by Mayor Barbara Luce, as well as Umama Jacqueline Mello from the Office of the State Law Advisor. We have Umama Xolisa Mdludlu, who will be assisting us, honorable members, as we deliberate on the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill. Would like to welcome our staff and the Secretariat Content Advisors, as well as all those that are in the platform, the respected media. Good morning, Khuyomore, Dumelang, Sanibonani, Molweni, Apsheni, Dimacheroni, and I will now take this opportunity, honorable members, to invite the Parliamentary Legal Services to take us through the bill. Mama Papra Luce, as well as Mama Jacqueline Mello, you may proceed. Is the Parliament Legal Services on the platform?
Sure, I can't see them on the platform, not unless they are using cell phones that I'm not aware of. Thank you, Chair.
You had said we are all on the platform. So I assume they are on the platform. Dr. Serahe, good morning. We acknowledge your apology and you shall be released at 11 accordingly to attend the interview session, which is scheduled at 11. Noted.
Chairperson? Chairperson?
Yes, Dr. Masipa.
I think there might be a bit of a challenge. There were two links that were sent, the Zoom links. So I have used the one that was emailed and it didn't go through, and the one that we received on WhatsApp, which was the one that I managed to log in. That's why I was a little bit late. I'm just worried that some members or some of the people that's supposed to come before the panel, they might be using the one that was sent via email.
It's the same link.
Is it the same link? Okay.
Same link.
And we asked the Secretariat to reach the Parliamentary Legal Services on their phones and ask us whether about their apologies for the delay, honorable members.
Jay, it looks like you're still jogging.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening this morning, so yeah, I might have to have myself admitted today.
Yeah.
You stretch your head, okay? Morning, Tim.
Mom said.
Good journey.
Happy Lakota to John.
I push it. Push it. No, there's any problem.
Parliamentary Legal Services, are they on board? Can we take the honorable members still experiencing a bit of a delay? Secretariat, have you located the Parliamentary Legal Services? Still no luck. Manyamza. They are still not on the platform, honorable members. I don't see anyone from the Parliamentary Legal Services. Anyone from the Office of the State Law Advisor? I'm calling Tom Jojo, are you on the platform?
Good morning, Chair. Yes, I'm on the platform, Chair.
Oh, perfect. Just making sure that you are with us. Let's try and locate where the people at the Parliamentary Legal Services are. Pamuka Gaza.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning.
I think I think today's connection needed a problem. I also struggled to connect until I used the meeting ID and password. So maybe they are still trying, but I'm gonna try and call and
I'm told Barbara is in the meeting, Chair.
Mama Barbara Luz, can you pronounce yourself? Have you connected? Doesn't seem like it. My Yamza. Vulumnyango bangene.
Abakho andibaboni mna tshe. Ndimfakile tshe.
Ompi.
Bonke ooBarbara noAlbertina noMelo.
Mama Barbara Luz, good morning.
Good morning
to Mama Jacqueline Melo. Are you with us now? Yeah, your volume is rather low. We can't hear you. If you can speak directly to the mic.
Morning, Chair. Barbara here. I will be presenting, so if Jackie has some problem with her mic, that should not impede on the process. I'm not sure if she's having trouble there, but I can see she's online, but I will be presenting.
Okay. Welcome to the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. We will now hand over to yourself as the Parliamentary Legal Services to take us through the proposed amendments to the bill of the Product Standards Amendment Bill. Please proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as per the previous meeting, ourselves and the State Law Advisor met with the colleagues from the department, and we worked through the bill to try and make it more accessible and readable as the members requested. So I'm first just going to take the members through our working document that was the result of that meeting to give members an idea of how the bill as tabled will change per our proposed amendments if the committee approves those proposals. And then I will reflect how it will read in the A-list, which is up for the committee's consideration. Chair, through you, the first issue that was a big concern for in the public submissions was assignee and how that reads, and members of the public saying, but if you put indirect interest in the definition, then that clashes with the requirements in other sections, like Section 2, where you speak about the person must have knowledge, because it was interpreted that if you have knowledge, you have an interest, and that will then be a clash. So our proposal with the department's approval was to remove that section, that part that says which does not have direct or indirect interest in the product, and actually place that in Section 2 along with the knowledge requirement and qualify the interest as personal or financial, just so that that then is read holistically instead of possibly misinterpreted as standing in conflict. So our proposal then is that assignee goes back to as it is in the Principal Act currently, and we lose that part in blue there, and that we then amend Section 2(3)(a) to read that the Minister may, for purposes of the application of this Act or certain provisions thereof, designate as assignee a person undertaking body, institution, association, or board having a particular knowledge of the product concerned or having a particular knowledge of the relevant management control systems with no direct or indirect personal or financial interest. So, Chair, if I, through you, can just inquire whether this proposal as an amendment would be would fall on positive ears of the committee. Chair, am I still audible?
Yes, you're still audible, Mamu Pabralu.
Chair, do you want me to work through the whole document, or should I take questions or input from members on this section now?
I would request, Mamu Luth, that you go through the presentation, and then honourable members can post questions per item they would want to raise issues on.
Thank you, Chair. Then I will continue to look at what we did with the definition of audit. There was a concern that the way audit read created some confusion as to inspections and how that would work and when it falls with management control and when not. So the department explained that to us, and members will see further amendments downwards when I discuss the sections. And we try to holistically clear that up so that in practice there will be further guidelines. So for audit, what is proposed by the department, and we understand that there are practical reasoning for that, is audit means, and then we take out a systematic and functionally independent, and just so audit means an examination of the management control system. And then if we go back down to the management control system, what is being proposed to be inserted is prescribed, because then further further details can be hashed out in regulations as per practical need. And then we're proposing that it takes away in respect of sale or export of products, so that the prescribed then comes in to say up to when and where and how it functions and when an audit will take place. So we're taking the, I want to say, the very technical details out, and then allowing the department through the prescribed to give some practical guidance in the regulations as per normal standards. With SAL, this is just a reflection of the department conceding to some of the public submissions that all otherwise must be deleted. So that's just a reflection of the public submissions the department agreed with. Then, Chair, here with Section 3 as well, this is just proposed amendments as per the public submissions that the department also agreed with. So there was a question of if an assignee has to submit a business plan or a budget as a year, then how do they know when that shall be? And so we've added as per their request within a specific period, and that period will then be communicated from the department side. And the same here with 1D sub 3, there was questions as to a limit of how long the executive officer can take to consider comments. And there is now capped as not exceeding 12 months. So to keep everything within a reasonable time frame as per the public submission. And Chair, if I go down to 3A, and here's where the audit and definition and management systems become important again, definition-wise. So the 3A, the title has been changed in the amendment bill to say audit and inspection. And initially, audit was in subsection 3.1 or 3A.1. And the department, when we had discussions with them, they understood that having audit or inspect in 3A1 was part of the problem with the confusion as to when will something be an audit and when will it be an inspection test. So they have asked us to rather just make a 3A2C. Oh, sorry, Chair. Sorry, Chair, there was some backfeed. I apologize for that. I put that off. So there is a, within this 3A2C thing, that is the only part that will deal with audit and not with inspection. And the 3A1 will then deal with inspection. So within 3A, the proposal is to distinguish the two, to not have an audit or inspect, but one part of 3A that just deals with inspections and one part of 3A that just deals with audit. Then, Chair, further on, it's purely a, in the proposed amendments to Section 15 of the Principal Act, it's merely a technical amendment. We picked up that there must be, in terms of the listing, just a technical amendment there. Nothing else has changed there. So in Principal, Chair, the main proposals for the changes have been to just clarify certain issues, to clarify the definitions and how the definitions read in line with the proposed amendments in the actual substantive sections of the bill. Chair Threegu, that is my presentation on the working document. With the questions to the members, I will just ask colleagues from the department to also be on standby if there are policy issues that need to be discussed or commented on. I will kindly rely on them to help assist with that. Thank you, Chair. Chair, am I still audible?
Yes, you're still audible. You may proceed.
Thank you, Chair. If members have any comments on the proposed amendments, I will be happy to take that.
Yeah. Okay. Honourable members, there's the amendment as presented by the Parliamentary Legal Services, Mam Pabralu. If there are questions, honourable members, please pick on the line and the subsection you want to speak to and raise your issues or concerns accordingly. Perhaps, Mamu Papraluz, you can take the presentation back up to the beginning so that honourable members pose their questions. We can look into the areas of focus that they are raising the issues on. Honorable Metlape.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to my colleagues and stakeholders on the platform. Chair, I think I am comfortable with what the legal advice just presented, especially on the assignee, that addition that we does not have direct or any indirect interest in the product consent. So I think it augurs well, sits well with the debate that we have around this concept of assignee, and including that one of the audit. So for me, this will be okay if they insert these amendments on what is already existing, more especially that they have interacted with the department in this regard. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Kape. The Honorable Mamu Babama.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to the colleagues. I don't want to echo Metlape's words, but like her, I am satisfied with the amendments that have been made. And thank you very much to the officers who have, who have done the amendments so well. I think it's a reflection of what we spoke about last time. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mamu Babama. Is the Parliamentary Legal Services as best kept led by Umamu Papra Lutz, as well as Umamu Jacqueline Mello, that have arranged this presentation and captured your input and thoughts as best as they could. Honorable Nemarko.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and all members on the platform. So I don't have anything to question. I'm satisfied with what the presenter. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Memaso. The Honorable Ntate Matiase. Tate Matiase. The Honorable Tate Masipa.
Chair, thank you very much, and to the colleagues from the legal services, thank you very much for the presentation. Chair, I do not have really a, let me say, I don't have serious concerns, but I just want clarity on the assignee, because one of the matter that was raised was Section 3A, where it says the minister may, for the purposes of application of this act or certain provisions thereof, designate as assignee a person, because this was contentious, you know, and I think the member of the public were saying that, you know, you want this body to be not a person who is doing this job, because you don't want the person not to be there tomorrow and the job is not being done. Have they considered, you know, removing a person instead of keeping on that? If they did not consider, what are the reasons? That's one. The second one is 12.4.2. It says that the executive officer to exercise a power solely with his own opinion to determine from whom comments should be invited. I just want to see, okay, the executive officer within a specified period has invited comment on the business plan and budget of such assignee from interested parties or individual who, in the opinion of the executive, are directly affected by the actions of the assignee. I think the question is, you added that, okay, I see it's added in the opinion of that. Okay, now I think I'm covered, Chair. That's all from my side. I think the key is the person section on the assignee that I must have to get the clarity there. I appreciate it. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. The Honorable Tatu Kaba.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm also comfortable with the amendments that were clearly made or shown to us by the officials. I'm comfortable, Chair. That's good work done. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Baukapa. Akbar Ebriyat.
Thank you, Voorzitter. To reiterate my colleagues, thank you for the legal advisors for their input. I am also comfortable and I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Akbar Ebriyat. The Honorable Mahmoud Freda.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I'm really covered, Chair. It reflects that this is a true reflection of what we spoke about with the amendments. Everything is covered, Chair. Our legal services have done a sterling job. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Traitor. The Honorable Dabezita Nkosenkulu.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you and good morning to all members of the portfolio committee and the legal advisors and the team from the portfolio committee. Chairperson, I as well would agree with the colleagues or members who have just welcomed the amendments. I do as well welcome the amendments that they have been put before us. Thank you.
The Honorable Bau Kruger.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, my appreciation also for the legal services. And thank you and good morning, colleagues. Chair, I think I'm covered. However, I still think there's too much red tape involved in this. We will talk later on it, and I will also discuss it with the President's Red Tape Unit and see where they can help us reform some of the red tape in this legislation. But otherwise, I'm covered with the content of the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. The Honorable Memahlatsi. Memahlatsi. On the platform, Manyamza?
No, Chair. This is not on the platform, Chair.
Okay. The Honorable Ntate Muntwedi. Ntate Muntwedi.
On the platform as well, Chair.
Not on the platform as well. Any other honorable member on the platform? I take it that there is no other honorable member on the platform. Let us therefore revert back, honorable members, to legal services for responses to the questions posed.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, honorable members. Chair, I'm very happy that the members in general are good with the amendments. I must just say it was very much a collaborative effort. We were constantly in consultation with the State Law Advisor and the department's colleagues. For that reason, Chair, I will also just like to hand the question with regard to the use of a person. They will have the practical and policy reasons for why that is there. We, as technical drafters, have it in there, but they will be able to give the actual reason why a person should or should not be taken out. So if I can just call on my colleagues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mepa Bralus. Before we get Ntate's response, anything from the State Law Advisor, any responses? Mamum Dlodlo.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the honorable members. Sorry. Sorry about that. If I may, before the development comes in, I would like just to mention that the word person is defined in the Interpretation Act as the natural person and the juristic person. So I'm not sure if the honorable member is concerned on the natural part of the definition of the word person. But like my colleague Barbara has referred the matter to the department to respond, I'll leave it at that. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, the legal state law advisor, Mam Dlodlo. Ntate Serage, any responses on your side in regards to the questions posed by honorable members?
Thank you, and good morning to the honorable members and to members of the team from the legal service to the parliament and to our colleagues. And yes, the person, actually, if it would make it easier, we could put juristic person. But the practicality of it is that it can, the assignee can actually be a person. But in practice and over the years, when with the passing of time, the workload just necessitated that it be done by a body, an undertaking, or an institution. But to answer the question directly, yes, the work may is possible for a person to be able to do, but if the fails, we need to put juristic person here, we'll still be comfortable with it. The essence will still be the same. Honorable Chairperson, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Serage. Honorable members, those are the responses in terms of clarity and the questions that were posed. Any follow-up questions? Members seem to be generally happy with the A list.
Thank you, Chair. Yes. Apologies, just to get clarity, should we assert juristic there? Would the committee want us to affect that amendment?
We take it, Mamu Papralut, that as the input given, the ICME means a person both as juristic person or. So I thought it covered and explained it the response you gave. Hence, I'm asking if there's any follow-up question. If there is, then we can look into that.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, are we clear and satisfied?
Chair?
Yes, Dr. Masipa?
My hand has been up. Thank you. So really, Chair, from my side, I will propose that we make it a juristic person because, you don't want to find a situation where assignees are not able to perform because of other reasons that they are absent or they, because, things can happen, natural cause, death, and so forth. But if it's an undertaking or a juristic person, it continues, natural succession, just, it just continues a person, either person, is not there or not. Yeah, but the institution will continue to do the work. I prefer that we put a juristic person as it was proposed by some of the submissions that were made. Thank you, Chair.
Any other view, honorable members?
Chair.
Yes, you may proceed, Honorable Chair.
I'm not sure, Chairperson, if I get Honorable Masipa. I'm not sure precisely because, Chairperson, the proposal that is coming with seeks to oppose, in my view, of what we all other members are saying. Hence, I'm saying maybe, Chair, if I can get a Andimuva, which is okay. I'm trying so hard to listen attentively. Opposer with what we agreed on or what?
From the legal
point of order, Chair. Point of order, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mbabama.
I think Metro Chair must withdraw Landota and address Ndate Masipa properly. Thank you.
Sustained, Honorable Mbabama Mamuchete. Please withdraw Landota.
I withdraw, Chair.
Thank you. Yes, Honorable Kappa's hand is up to acknowledge.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, I think we are agreeing as members that the ISINE, as indicated there on that section, means a person undertaking a body, institution, association, or board designated such under. Now, if you talk about a juristic person, for sure, like Honorable Chete is saying, it becomes for me a bit of a problem because it's like if there's a specific individual, hence Honorable Masipa is talking about that. But if you talk about an institution, you talk about a body, you talk about a board, which does not have direct or indirect interest. It covers his fears of if in case of death, for an example. So I would plea with him that we leave it as it is, as honorable members we have understood it, and leave it as it is so that it covers those unforeseen, because that board won't be just one person. That undertaking just not be one person. That body, that institution will just be under pressure. It will be an institution that oversees, that is assigned. So we just leave it just like that instead of assigning it to just one juristic person. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kappe. I see the end of Ndate Masipa. Is it a legacy end, Ndate Masipa?
No, Chair, it's not legacy hands. It's I'm responding to some of the issues that were the inputs made by my colleagues. So, Chair, I think maybe I must just try. Honorable Chete said land order. Let me try and make it audible.
That has been withdrawn, Honorable Ndate Masipa, so please withdraw that as well.
Okay, I withdraw, Chair. Okay, so
thank you.
Natural person, obviously, is like me and you. In legal terms, obviously, you know, once you die, obviously, your business will not carry on as usual. It will go under an estate and liquidated and so forth and so forth. So which means your service as a service provider to institution will stop as such because you stop and the service provision stop. But a juristic person in its function, when things like that happens, when a CEO dies or one of the board members die, whatever, you know, the institution continue to do its work. So the person that is here is not really clear whether it's natural or is juristic person. So My proposal, once again, is that that is too vague, and it is left for interpretation. I would rather say, let's put a juristic person so that the business continuity is not affected by the person either falling sick or by the person, you know, dying for that matter. So this is my proposal, Chair, and I hope my inputs are much clearer now. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. As the, it has been captured there, the ISONIE means a person, undertaking, body, institution, association, or board designated as such under Section 2, Subsection 3, which does not have direct or indirect interest in the product concerned. Therefore, from the legal advisors, both from legal parliamentary legal services, as well as the state law advisor, they've clarified that a person means both natural and juristic person, and therefore, as the comfortability of a majority of honorable members in support of what has been captured to have been captured correctly and to the members satisfactory. I would therefore propose that we move on, honorable members, and adopt the A list, so that next week we can be able to look into the B list in its finality. I therefore want to request for the adoption of the A list, honorable members, as presented by, and it has been Manyamza Mamkakazu, will you just show it by page so that we can have honorable members be able to adopt. I will therefore, honorable members, proceed. There's four pages. Page one.
Chairperson.
Yes, Manyamza.
I wanted to make an appeal to members that we do not adopt this A list for now, because we're still going to go clause by clause on the bill. Maybe members will find some amendments when we're deliberating clause by clause, and then, because normally we do not start with the A list, we start with clause by clause, and then we go from that clause by clause, we develop an A list. And then from that A list, and then we adopt the A list with the B bill, and then
okay. The bill. So are you proposing that we park this for next week, Manjamzo?
Yes, maybe because we still have time, we can continue with clause deliberations on the bill clause by clause.
So you would propose that I read it out as is to the
yes.
End?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Honorable members, agreed?
Agreed, sir. Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Thank you, honorable members. We'll proceed accordingly. 15th November 2022. Portfolio Committee on Agricultural and Reform and Rural Development proposed amendments to the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill, B15, 2021, Clause 1, on 1, page 2, from line 7 to omit paragraph A. 2, on page 2, in line 12, to omit a systematic and functionally independent, and to substitute N. 3, on page 3, in line 1, to omit manner of and substitute prescribed. 4, on page 3, from line 4, to omit in respect of the sale or export of a product. 5, on page 3, line 12, after 4, to insert any and to omit or otherwise. Clause 2, honorable members, 1, clause rejected. New clause, 1, that the following be a new clause. Amendment of section 2 of Act 119 of 1990, as amended by section 2 of Act 63 of 1998. 2, section 2 of the principal act is hereby amended by the substitution in subsection 3 for paragraph A of the following paragraph. A, the minister may, for the purpose of the application of this act or certain provision, therefore, with regard to a particular product, designate any person, undertaking, body, institution, association, or board having particular knowledge in respect of the product concerned as an assignee in respect of that product. Designate as assignee a person, undertaking, body, institution, association, or board. Roman numeral 1, having a particular knowledge of the product concerned, or 2, Roman numeral, having the particular knowledge of the relevant management control system, with no direct or indirect person or financial interest. Clause 3, honorable members, 1, on page 3 in line 35, after consent to insert with a specified period. Mam Kakaza, please mute your microphone. 2, on page 3, from line 41, to omit in the option or in the opinion of the executive officer. 3, on page 3, in line 45, after period, to insert not exceeding 12 months. Clause 4, honorable members, 1, on page 3, from line 52, to omit paragraph B. 2, on page 4, from line 4, omit paragraph C and substitute C. In the case of action under subsection 1, D, the relevant person referred to in subsection 1 may inspect, audit the management control system in connection with what's that, end or end? Or in connection with any action referred to in subsection 1D and demand from the owner or custodian of the product, material, substance, or other article in question or from the person supervising such management control system any information or an explanation regarding the management control system, product, material, substance, or other article in question. And 3 on page 4, after line 12, to insert the following paragraph. C, by the substitution in subsection 4 for the following subsection. 4, in the case of action under subsection 1B, C or E, is that supposed to be a D? Thank you. Subsection 1B, C, D or E, or subsection 2C, by the relevant person referred to in subsection 1, the owner of the product in question shall pay the prescribed fees or the amount determined by the assignee, as the case may be, for such action. Clause 5, honorable members, 1 on page 4, in line 18, after management control system, to insert. That is all before us, honorable members. With that said, we will proceed accordingly as Manyamta has proposed, that next week we'll look at the A list and adopt it, and therefore proceed to looking at the B bill. Is that correct, Manyamta Mapkakaza? Manyamza Mamkakaza?
Yes, Chair, it is correct.
Thank you. Honourable Member.
To do close by close, Chair.
That is fine. We shall do so in the following week, Honourable Member. That concludes our session, honorable members. We will therefore move on from the proposed amendment of the Agricultural Product Standards Amendment Bill, park that for the following week. I would now request that we adopt the outstanding minutes. I may request the Secretariat to put those minutes up.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Mayam.
We did not prepare for any adoption of minutes, Chair, because we did not anticipate that the meeting will be very short.
Oh, I have on the agenda 2 sets of minutes that were due to be adopted. That of the 25th of October 2022. They are already up. Is one hand speaking to the other?
I will judge.
Thank you, Panyamza. Honorable members, they are your minutes of Tuesday, the 25th of October, 2022. And we proceed. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page Page 4, honourable members. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th of
October 2022? Honorable
Chair. May proceed, Mem Asho.
I stand to move for the adoption of the minutes of, as presented to us as a true reflection of that day. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mato. Moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th of October 2022. And I have a second, honorable members. Honorable Balka Bekulu.
Thank you, Chair. I stand for a second. The move that the minutes are a true reflection of what was deliberated on in our previous meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for seconding the adoption of the minutes. Honorable members, any matters arising? Page 1. Dr. Masipa. Is that on matters arising? I see your hand is up.
Apologies, Chair. Matters arising, but not page 1. I'm sorry.
All right. Page 2, honorable members. Page 3. Page 4.
Chair. I'm trying to
Honorable Tate Masipa, you may proceed.
Yeah. On point 7, Chair, with regards to Minister and Deputy Minister's absence at the committee meeting. Chair, I know that the Minister was supposed to have been before us to brief us with regards to Ingonyama Trust, and that did not happen. Can we also just maybe, as one of the items that we follow up that before we close for December holidays, that we have got a fixed date as to when the Minister will be able to come before the committee? I'm raising this because we have also, you know, noted the absence of the minister and the deputy ministers from this committee, you know, several times. But I think key is that we need to do to engage on the issues of Ingonyama Trust, and so that she can brief us properly. And also, when we were away last week, the special master briefing around the special master check. I think those are the two items that I thought is very important.
Thank you, Dr. Masipa. In regard to what you are raising, honorable members, we were scheduled to meet with the honorable minister, the ITB, and the special master while we were away in Johannesburg. On the 11th, as had agreed with the minister, you would recall that because of the minister having been away, we had to change our meeting, I think, of the 2nd of November to the 11th of November. But this meeting was not realized. I have requested the secretariat to urgently call for a meeting with the minister on that particular item. So we don't want to postpone any further the program of the committee, and we would like to dispense of this work before we close the year. So you are correct, Honorable Ntatema Sipho, we will do so accordingly. If the Secretariat can note that and do follow up as per our request. Honorable members, 1.4 on our minutes, matters arising. If there are no matters arising, honorable members, we take it that the minutes of the 25th of October 2022 have been duly adopted. Any other minutes? Second set of minutes. Thank you, honorable members. There's the second set of minutes of our meeting held on Tuesday, the 1st of November 2022, page 1. Page 2. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Honorable members, the sets of minutes of the meeting we held on the 1st of November 2022. Can we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Ntatema Sipho.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 1st of November 2022.
Thank you, Ntatema Sipho moves for the adoption of the minutes. Can we have a second, now, honorable members?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, honorable Twede.
I second the move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable Twede. Second the adoption of the minutes of the 1st of November 2022. Any matters arising, honorable members? Page 1. Page 2. Yes, honorable Trader.
Chairperson, apologies, Chair, if I may be out of order, but can we note, Chair, the absence of DM Squasha and the fact that there's no apology yet again in this meeting? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Noted. And we will request the Secretariat to again write to the Executive that their absence continues to be noted in our Parliamentary Committee meeting. Page 2, Honourable Members. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6.
Chair.
Honorable Jamasipa.
Chair, I don't know if I might let me just raise it and then you will make a ruling. Chair, on point summary point 1E. Unnecessary, it talks about the stakeholders' proposal on the bill as summarized as follows. Unnecessary, costly structures and methodology should be avoided, including inspection duplication in the value chain. And I mean, talking costs here on F. So I think and also if you read G, the bill must take cognizance of the country's economic condition to avoid unnecessary additional regulatory burden and so forth. Chair, the proposal that I'm making my colleagues is that shouldn't we really consider engaging the commodity groups? And we are in the third year of we're going to our fourth year of our term, and we haven't really engage the commodity groups or call them to really understand their trading environment and their challenges and so forth. So I propose that, Chair, maybe, to schedule for the next, it won't be now, but our next start of term maybe to consider really inviting the commodity groups either through ACBIS or through individually, engaging and really understanding their trading environment so that, when we consider bills and all the other things, we have got the context of the environment that they are trading under. Things have really changed quite drastically, with regards to our trading conditions and obviously the cost of doing business and all those kind of things, so that we can really also be briefed and be able to understand their environment. And also when we do our oversight, take into consideration their challenges. Thank you, Chair.
Before you thank us, Honorable Tatema Sipa, can you brief the Honorable Members how many of these groups are there?
Chair, I can talk of the Western Cape. We've got 11 commodity groups. But remember, in terms of provinces, differ. You might, like macadamia, for example, it's another, it could be another commodity group that is obviously trading in other areas that is not, you don't have in the Western Cape. I can check, but commodity groups in the Western Cape, we've got about 11 of them.
So I'm therefore trying to bring it to honorable members. If in the Western Cape alone there is 11, can you imagine in the entire landscape of our country having 9 provinces, how many of these groups are? Haven't we done what is necessary to have a holistic approach in terms of getting a brief from the department on a broader presentation that talks to all the product groups rather than going into the individual ones? I put it to you, honorable members, in terms of our timeline, we may not have the sufficient time to engage with all of them. And therefore, I think this has been a correct manner in engaging on a more broader and holistic approach.
Chair, have you put it to the group or to me back?
No, I've put it to the group, Ntate Masipa, and then you can come back. Any other end, honorable members, on this? What honorable Ntate Masipa has raised?
My
honorable Tshwete.
Thank you, Chairperson. You are correct, Chair. I wouldn't agree more on the approach that we used in terms of consultation. Therefore, I do get also what Honorable Masipa is suggesting, but Chair, for now it will derail and it will delay all the efforts that we have made and what we are trying to achieve. I strongly believe the approach that we have taken is really sufficient for the bill in terms of consultation.
Thank you. Any other further input, honorable members, before we get to honorable Ntate Masipa? You may proceed, Apare Briet, I see your hand coming up.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think maybe as a general comment, and I think it maybe needs to be as a committee, I think in terms of the bill, I think we got feedback from participants, if we speak specifically towards the bill. I think the collaborators that wanted to did partake. I think and how I understood Honorable Masipa is maybe looking at the broader sense of not specifically speaking to this bill, but in the broader sense of the committee and the committee interactions and engagements and how we go forward to actually do that. And I would like to, and that would be my take of it, Chairperson, is I think in terms of our committee schedule, I think we currently have, if we complete this bill, I think we still have 6 or 7 more bills, you know, on the joint tagging mechanism that has to come to this committee. They are working us to the bone in terms of legislation. But I think in the broader sense of specifically taking into account food security, specific taking into account old legislation. We've seen a lot, and Chairperson, you and I have spoken a lot about traceability, for example, with FMD and so forth. I think we as a committee really need to discuss and talk about how we are going to engage with the necessary and relevant stakeholders, because I think we also have a part to play in actually not just listening to our stakeholders, but also providing inputs from our side to the department in terms of how to improve themselves and their services. So I would like to partially agree, you know, in the broader sense with Honorable Masipa, and think we need to do that, because I think for specifically taking into account everything that has happened in agriculture, we need to do that. But maybe for this bill, I do agree with Honourable Pachete that we did receive the inputs from, you know, if I can call it the main stakeholders that have to work with this bill, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Brett. That Masipa, I think we covered in terms of the bill, but for any further engagement, I think per our program allowing, we can see as to how best to interact with the various product groups and ensure that we have our fingers on the pulse, as it were. Look into that. Any further input on your end, Dr. Masipa?
Yeah, I think you summed it quite well. Thank you. I think that's exactly what I wanted to bring across, that we need to really just ensure that we engage our commodity groups. I think just on the issue of how many commodity groups, I said 11 in the Western Cape, but I think remember that it could be 11 in the whole country, or it could be 50 in the whole country. So other regions might have one or two extra commodity groups. But in the Western Cape, we're 47.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I thought you would say in the Western Cape, they have 11. Because if I recall well, you are from Limpopo. Honorable members, we were on page 6 on matters arising. Page 7. With that said, honorable members, minutes of the 1st of November have been duly adopted. That brings us to the end of our proceedings today. Rather, one of our short meetings, that therefore want to applaud the legal services, parliamentary legal services, Umamo Papra, Luz, as well as Umamo Jacqueline Melo, for having presented the clause by clause. And the amendments that we effected. We also want to thank the state law advisor, Mamum Zulu, for the input. Ntate Serage, I think it was you that set the time on us to wrap up before your 11 o'clock. So we want to thank you for your participation and the officials of the department. We thank you all, honorable members, for your continuous engagement and participation in these meetings in ensuring that we are able to do our work and effect the necessary changes to legislation. We want to thank our staff, in the secretariat, content advisors, as well as the researchers, and all those that are the actors in the background who ensure that these meetings are held and continue to be captured through these hybrid and these virtual meetings. We therefore want to wish you well on the rest of the proceedings this afternoon. Do note, honorable members, that we do have a sitting in the National Assembly that starts at 2 o'clock. Those that will be joining virtually, please ensure that you are able to join on time. And those that will be in the House, we look forward to seeing you in the Good Hope Chamber. Have a great week ahead, and do send our greetings and love to your loved ones, and have a great week ahead, honorable members. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.